Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 166 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the topic vanity. My anchor scripture, by the grace of God, is going to be taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. It says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." I'll say that again. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. I'll read it one more time. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So, what's the whole goal of today's podcast? Honestly, the big goal of today's podcast is just to remind people of what their life priorities should be. Because in the book of Ecclesiastes, you know, we see Solomon. This is someone that had everything by every measure. Solomon was extremely wealthy. He had pretty much everything any human being could ask for. He had between, you know, wives and concubines, he had about 1,000 of them. So a person that is looking at this life will be like, wow, this guy has it made. I mean, I would like to have the life of Solomon. That's what many people will be saying. You know, he had wealth. He had everything, pretty much everything. I mean, I think even the Bible records, I think that silver was like worthless in the days of Solomon. Solomon was wealthy. You know, he just had it all. But if you read through Ecclesiastes, you see that he keeps calling everything vanity. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. Like, having experienced all these wonderful things of life, you'll think that, wow, Solomon had it all. But Solomon was like, you know what? All these things are vanity. All these things that people chase. Oh, I want to be at the, I want to have this much money. I want to have these many homes. I want to have this. I want to have that. I want to be popular. I want to be this. I want to be that. Solomon is saying that all these things don't matter if you don't have a solid relationship with God. It's almost like Solomon had lived his life, gone through all the wealth, all the opulence, everything. And then he came to a conclusion in Ecclesiastes 12 verse 13. That the conclusion of the whole matter is this. Fear God and keep his commandments. He says this is the whole duty of man. What am I trying to do today? I'm just trying to encourage you all that are listening to this podcast. What are your priorities? What are you chasing with your life? Because you see people, they spend very minimal time chasing God. And then they spend very maximum time chasing the things of the world. You know, you see people, it's almost like this rat race of life. They keep going in a cycle, Oh, I must be rich. Oh, I must have friends. Again, let me tell you this. There's nothing wrong with wealth. There is nothing wrong with living a good life. No, don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm trying to say. But the thing is, if you had to make a choice between doing God's will and chasing the things of the world, you should pick God's will every time. Because let me tell you this, in God's will is wealth. In God's will is prosperity. There's a part of the Bible that says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. I'll tell you this, God is willing to prosper you, but do it on his own terms. Don't spend your life chasing the things of the world. And then you don't spend any time chasing God. Because again, all those things that you keep chasing, I've actually seen this a lot, especially like in the sphere of medicine. You know, many of you know I'm a physician. And I've seen this many, many times. You see people, their lives are so wrapped up in what their scores are. Or their lives are so wrapped up in where they match for resident. Oh, I must be at the top three program. Oh, I must be this. I must be that. Oh, I must go to this pedigree. I must have this. I must have that. Again, is there anything wrong with that? No. But you see, people, they define their worth by how big certain things, you know, are for them. You know, they define their worth there with, you're like, ooh, if I don't have this, man, I'm worthless. If I don't have this, then I'm worthless. To be honest with you, that's a very worldly behavior. And even if it may look as, oh, scores and this and that, that's actually a similar lifestyle to many people out there in the world. You know, if they don't have this particular brand of bag, then they feel worthless. If they don't have this particular look to their butt or to their face, or if they have like a no wrinkle face, or they feel worthless. So you see one person or the other, they try to modify their looks and everything because they're like, ooh, I'm not comfortable in my own skin. Again, all those things, the Bible calls them vanity. Because think about it. Those things you keep chasing so avidly. Just give it time. I'm telling you, give it time. You'll be surprised that after you achieve that thing, or after you get to that pinnacle that you want to get to, you then notice that, man, I'm not feeling this so much anymore. And then you start chasing another thrill. You start chasing another new thing. So I think it's just very important. Ask yourself, what are my life priorities? What are the things that matter to me in life? Again, Paul is saying that the thing that ultimately, I mean, not Paul, Solomon is saying that the thing that ultimately matters in life is to fear God and to keep his commandments. That's your whole duty. As long as you're fearing God and keeping his commandments, I'm telling you, be content with that. Anything you get from doing that, be content with it. That is God's lot for you, but that's the best lot for you. Because again, the fact that a person has money, the fact that a person is extremely beautiful by the world standard, the fact that a person has all the bells and whistles, does not necessarily mean that they have a happy life. Again, you see many people that you're like, wow, this person has it all. And you hear that, man, this person has committed suicide. If all those things that they had made for a happy life, then people that are wealthy, people that are very popular, you know, they will never have like, you notice that, wow, they're the happiest people in the world. Wow, they have like no mental health challenges. But I'm telling you this, material things do not buy happiness. Is a true relationship with God that buys durable happiness. Whatever happiness you think you're getting from material things, I promise you, is very short-lived. There's such a thing as short-lived happiness, and there's such a thing as long-lasting happiness. Long-lasting happiness comes from God and doing his will, right? The Bible says that a man's life does not consist of the abundance of the things that he possesses. The amount of stuff you have, the amount of money you have, everything, it doesn't define your life. That's just very important. So again, I just want to encourage you, be wise. Because if you look through the book of Proverbs, there are many verses that say that, oh, it's better to have a little with the fear of the Lord than to have a great feast with a lot of strife. Like you see some people, they have like a mansion, they drive all the fancy cars and everything. And they have a family. But that family, their children never see them. They never have any, you know, their children pretty much never see them. They don't have any relationship with their spouses. You know, their marriage is in disarray. Because to support that lifestyle, they're working, chasing every money under the sun to support that lifestyle. So they have a great feast. The person on the outside that is looking at their lives will be like, wow, this person is living the dream. This person has this big house in this wonderful part of town. They're driving every awesome car known to mankind. But check inside their lives. There's no substance. They are living in turmoil. So I'll just encourage you, be very careful. Be very, very careful. I'm telling you this. Be very, very careful. Because again, I don't want you to go through life chasing all these thrills, chasing all these fancy newfangled things. And then you end up, you're like, wow, this is the end of my life. Man, what has come of it? So I'm just encouraging you, have the right priorities. You know, Moses could have decided to enjoy the opulence of the palace, of Pharaoh's palace. But the Bible says, I think in Hebrews chapter 11, that he chose instead to suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a little while. I'm telling you, those pleasures you get from vanity, they are short-lived. They don't last long. I'm telling you, they don't last long. I mean, you can see this in everyone's life. Like you buy, there's this car you lost after, or this computer or gadget you lost after. You're like, man, once I have this thing, I'm gonna be so happy. And then you get that thing and you're happy for like 1 week. And then after like a week or so, it becomes just another gadget to you. So ask yourself this. This thing that you invested so much to get, you know, you had so much anxiety, you spent hours and hours of research on it and everything before you got it. Was all that worth it in the end? Again, there's nothing wrong with buying a gadget. But don't let that gadget, the thing I'm trying to get at here is, don't let that gadget be your happiness. And don't let the pursuit of material things be your primary life pursuit. Your primary life pursuit should be God and doing his will. When you pursue God and doing his will, you will have long-lasting happiness. And the thing is, God will bless you here on earth, but you'll also secure your future in eternity with him in heaven. So again, I'm encouraging you today, have the right priorities. Now, one of the decisions you need to really, really prioritize in your life is having a relationship with God. Because God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for you on the cross, to set you free from sin. So if you're like, oh, chasing all these things in life, but you don't have a relationship with God, the Bible says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but he loses his soul? So again, how can your soul be saved? Your soul can be saved if you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how you can start that dialogue with God, and he can work with you and work in your life to grow you into what he wants you to become. So if you want to take that step with me today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. Purify me. Cleanse me. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Uproot every evil seed I have sown in the past. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have said that prayer of salvation, congratulations. You're a child of God. And Lord, I just pray for every one of us, including those that are saved listening to this podcast. I pray you strengthen us to do your will. Strengthen us to have the right priorities. Strengthen us, Lord, and give us the wisdom to be like those heroes of faith who prioritized following you and keeping your commands over the things of the world. Give us the grace to just recognize, you know, to learn from Solomon. Solomon was probably the wisest person that ever lived. To just learn from Solomon that said, this is the whole duty of man, fear God and keep his commandments. Give us the grace to have that as our driving motive for everything we do in our lives, fearing you and keeping your commandments. And as we do so, Lord, let all be well with us and let your name be glorified in our lives. Thank you, Most High God. Thank you, soon coming King. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. So for those that have given their lives to Christ, I will encourage you to do three things. Find a Bible, a translation you understand. I love the New Living Translation. It is very understandable. Follow a Bible reading plan. Read the Bible. As you read the Bible, meditate on it and do what it says. And you'll see your life take a turn for the better. You know, even if it's one verse a day you can read, but just keep it as a daily discipline. But don't just read. Think about what you've just read and do it. That's where you see the power in the Word of God unleashed in your life. Number two, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. Episodes 96 to 101. It will tell you specific things you can do to grow your walk with God. Because you don't want to remain at your current level. You don't want to be, oh, I've said the prayer of salvation and that's it. No, you actually want to grow. So you want to grow, listen to episodes 96 to 101. I talk about like studying the Word of God, prayer and everything, so you can grow your walk with God. And then number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church. There are many churches. It's not every church that is Bible-believing. So find a Bible-believing church. Find a place where you can truly fellowship with other believers, right? Where the pure, undiluted word of God is preached. There are many places that call themselves churches. And then, because of the world, not because of the world, it's actually a decision they took, but to try to fit in with the world we live in today, they preach things that are inconsistent with the word of God, or they modify the word of God to suit worldly traditions. That's not a place you want to be. Sometimes a church may have many unpopular opinions, but those supposedly unpopular opinions are completely in line with scripture. So attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a wonderful church, has thousands of parishes all over the world, right? But there are also many great churches around the world. But I'm just saying, find a Bible-believing church. Find a place where you can hear the true, pure, undiluted word of God. The true, pure, undiluted word of God, right? Again, sometimes people that do the right thing are not popular. That's why the Bible says, come out from among them and be separate, and I'll accept you unto myself. So I'll just encourage you, be wise, keep doing God's will, obey his commandments, keep growing your relationship with him, and you'll be setting your life on the right track. Until episode 167, have a wonderful weekend, and God bless you. Shalom.